Stacy wants to hear from you. Call 614-212-1419. That's 212-1419. Now, back to Home Talk.
Hi, everybody. This is Stacy with Home Talk. Welcome back. We are sitting here talking about, are you ready to sell your home? And if you are, what steps you need to take? And that can start as early as a year in advance. I'm here with Sue Lusk-Leach. She's talking about, as from a realtor perspective, how she can help you, what things to think about, questions to ask when you're thinking about selling your home. And Sue, just to recap for people who have just tuned in, tell us a little bit about the process once you've selected a realtor as far as the pricing and, you know, what the seller needs to keep in mind.
Well, as we said before, there's three things the seller controls in the sale process. Mm-hmm. How the house shows, how available it is for showings, and where they price it in the marketplace. So from the pricing perspective, which we've just spoke a lot about, I always tell sellers that successful pricing means getting the maximum price for a house in the current market. That's now. So strategies differ based upon the direction of the market at the time that we're working on this.
Is there a particular time of year that is better to put your home on the market? I mean, I know all year long is fine, but are there better times that you think?
There might be more active times. I think probably the slowest time in Central Ohio is that Thanksgiving to New Year's. Mm-hmm. We seem to pick right up right after the holidays are over, right after January 1st, and then just move right into usually a very robust spring market, spring, summer, and fall. So I'd say we really have maybe a 40-day period. And I think, honestly, people want to be with their families and doing family things and not having their home on display. And, you know.
But from a perspective of, say, I live in a neighborhood, in a, you know, like a family neighborhood in a relatively modest price range, a lot of homes are going to be for sale in the spring. So is it a potential, and I'm just asking, but is it a potential strategy then to put it on the market when not very many homes are, just because then you're not competing with your neighbors?
It's all a supply and demand strategy. And we're working with a lot of sellers who are putting their houses on the market right now to sort of beat the spring market, if you will. And so there's less to pick from now, and there's more buyers, and so they have a better opportunity.
Okay. Well, it's just something to think about. And if you if you don't have time, you're moving, you're transferring, obviously your thought process is going to be a little bit different. If you do have the time, it's something to think about. The school system, if you have huge levies coming up, if you have, you know, it's all
pricing
components.
Is not about just what other homes have sold for or what other homes you're competing
or what
against.
You owe. Have
or
we mentioned
what
that?
You owe. It's a combination of things, and it's a whole strategy that you develop with you and your realtor.
Right.
And that, again, is knowing local market conditions, knowing the data of current listings, past sold listings, pendings, but also all the other things that the dynamics of, as you say, the school, the communities, things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
It all plays in the pricing, and it all needs to be talked about in addition to what does the seller need to do.
Right.
Does he need to go now? Has he got time to wait?
Mm-hmm.
But time to wait doesn't mean overpricing your house either.
Right.
If you want to sell, again, the maximum price you're going to get is now.
Right.
And so get it priced right.
And based on the market, not just what the
realtor
tells you. Now, one thing that Sue and her team provide is they meet with a seller who's thinking about selling, and they talk with them so that they get a feel for what your goals are and what your time frame is. And then they provide a marketing analysis at the next meeting, which is a comprehensive look at all the different factors, how to price your home.
Right.
And that, how many pages are we talking?
Well, it depends on Most of mine are probably easily 10 to 12 pages of data that helps them and helps them. I bring them the market trends and the statistics. Those are things that realtors should be way on top of, is the trends that are going on and watching and understanding how that impacts pricing for our sellers, because the sellers can't know all this. So it's our job to bring it in an organized fashion that's understandable to help them understand that.
Well, it's kind of like anything. If you try to do things yourself, yes, we can all empathize a little bit and we can all make some gray decisions. But when you let a professional come in and do what they do best and what they've done for years, you're going to benefit the most by using their knowledge.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's the same as getting your car fixed, same as anything. Now, there's so many things I want to talk about. The first thing I know I think about when I want to sell my home is, where do you get the most bang for your buck? And you mentioned painting, bathrooms, kitchens. What don't you get the return on?
Well, I don't know if there's something you don't get return
on. Well, there's joy.
If you go in and put in, say, a new roof just before you sell, you're probably not going to recapture the entire amount of that roof that you just installed, because the expectation is that the roof's supposed to be reasonably good, or the or the HVAC systems or anything of that nature. But I think when you talk about the window of opportunity, there's a window of opportunity of pricing, there's a window of opportunity. You only get one chance to make a very good first impression. And you know, with the advent of the internet and how it's so part of our marketing today, I always tell sellers, your first showing occurs on the internet. So how it looks in those photographs, and have you used, we use a professional photographer to go in, because I'm not a photographer. Nobody on the team really is. We want these pictures to be crisp, clean,
bright.
But we want them prepared prior to these pictures. So we have our house coach come in and tell them, people don't understand that paint is the biggest bang for the buck. Just fresh, clean, cleaning those carpets, washing those windows, just making it sparkle. You can do a lot with a little. But when you ask me what are the biggest components that make a house sell, probably kitchens and baths.
And being updated.
Well, yes, to the extent that they can. It's not always possible. People don't always have money to put in a $20,000, $25,000 new kitchen.
And I think sometimes you run the risk that you do it in your taste, and someone comes in, they don't like it anyway. So you're,
you know, speaking of that, Stacey, I'm glad you brought that up, because often I have clients say, well, why don't I give an allowance for the carpet? And, you know, that's a great thought. But when you only have one chance, one first impression, and that impression is that carpet is worn, it's tired, you may have lost them. They don't see new car. They can't see that.
So you may lose the money twice. You may lose it when they're looking at it, and then lose it when you have to pay it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's better to address those things up front. Go ahead. If the carpet needs changed, change it. Change it. Don't leave it to be a point of contention. I have a house right now, and the master bedroom carpet really needs some help. And it has been a point of conversation on all the feedback.
So. And it dictates the wear and tear of the home. I mean, you can make it. I know I help stage homes, and you can pretty it up, but there's only so many things you can do when the carpet looks dingy or the paint is all scuffed up. You can, and actually when you remove things, those sometimes those items become more apparent, because you're cleaning up the room so that the person can look at, what would this be if I moved in? And it's just, it's really important to make sure that that's all as nice as possible.
Well, I think the other thing too is, if agents and buyers have seen this home in that state, and then you decide, okay, You're right. I need to make these improvements. You've lost that time. You've lost that money. You've lost that buyer.
Yeah.
And it's hard to bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to bring them back. So be ready immediately.
Yeah.
And that would be my message.
Tell a little bit more about you said you have a home.
House coach. A house coach.
I was going to call it a home preparer.
Yeah.
Tell me. Do you go with her? What things have you heard?
No, I don't go with her.
Okay.
Because she's smarter than I am in this. I can help you with the big things.
You allow the professionals to do their work.
I let her do her job. Mm-hmm. And she's quite good. I mean, it gets down to simple things. Clear all the stuff off the refrigerators. Mm-hmm. How we live in our homes is not how we sell them.
Yeah.
You know,
I tell people to kind of
divorce yourself from the house at the point that you've decided to sell it, that it's not going to look like you live in it.
It's no longer your home. It's an object that you're selling.
It's a product.
And if you can transition that, you're so much further ahead. You want someone to walk in the home and not think, this is Stacy's really pretty house. You want them to think, I could see me living here and...
I think what you want them to have that emotional connection.
Sure.
You want them to feel the love that's in that home and the care that home has had, but you don't want to live the daily life of the family that lives there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So you need to get all the extra things out. And somebody, this is where I find our house coaches most useful. I think because we live on them, it's very hard for us to see what
Absolutely.
We need to do.
Yep.
And it's a fresh set of eyes coming in and saying, wow, clean this mantle off or clean out these bookcases or organize these closets, box and pack this stuff.
Sue, we're running out of time. We have too many things to talk about. This is Stacy at Home Talk. I'm here with Sue Lusk-Gleach. We're talking about selling your home and tips as far as picking a good realtor that will work and do a good job for you and you'll be comfortable pricing your home so that you're ahead of the market a bit and you get the most money that you can from that home at that time, and then preparing your home for the sale. When we get back, we're going to talk more. For now, this is Stacy at Home Talk. If you want to reach me, my phone number is 614-212-1419. And Sue, your number?
Is area code 614-888-6100. And I can be reached via email at sue@thecolumbusteam.com.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Helping you navigate the mortgage process, here's Stacy from Loan One with your Mortgage Minute.
You're thinking about buying a home, and since you don't do it often, you don't really know how or what to expect. And of course, you've heard nightmare stories from your friends on things that happened with their loans. My name is Stacy Goodwill. I'm a local mortgage banker at Loan One Mortgage. I'm a mom of three, and I believe in taking care of my borrowers the way I would want my family or my children to be taken care of. Before you start to look, you're going to need to be pre-approved. Do yourself a favor before you call a big bank. Call me, 212-1419. Let's talk about the steps, what to expect, and when you would like to get started. It's a lot less stressful when you are knowledgeable and you know what to expect. Again, my number is 212-1419.
Thanks, Stacy. To learn more or to start their quick and easy application process with no application fee, go to loanonelender.com. Loan One, your local source for the right mortgage done right. NMLS number 187986.
Got a topic you'd like to hear more about? Call Stacy at 614-212-1419. That's 212-1419. Now, back to Home Talk.
Hi, this is Stacy. We're back with Home Talk. I'm here talking to Sue Lusk-Gleach, who is a realtor at Keller Williams Capital Partnership?
Partners.
And we're talking about when you're ready to sell your home, the steps that you need to take and things to think about as far as that process, because obviously it's a huge investment. It's one of the biggest most of us will make in our lifetime, and you want to do it right, and you want to do it from an educated standpoint. We talked a little bit about picking a realtor, the importance of picking a realtor who knows what they're doing. We talked about pricing your home, and Sue's group provides a market analysis that will give you a good idea of how your home should be priced and why. And not only that, but trying to get you, obviously, the most value that you can out of your home based on what's going on in the marketplace.
Right. And the market conditions.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we stressed earlier, and I think it's important, the realtor doesn't pick the price of your home. The market does. And it's not based on what you owe. And a lot of people, although we want to put that agenda up front because we all can feel the stress of that, and with values having gone down, but now they are adjusting a little bit up. But a lot of people want, they say, but I have to have this out. Well, you may have to have that, but if a buyer doesn't think so, you're
right.
You know, sadly, you're out of luck.
Right. What you have to have has no bearing on what the value is.
No, unfortunately.
Which is really sad.
But. Yeah. Yeah. But that is,
we all would like it to be different.
We would. That's a fact of life. And then once you've picked a realtor, priced your home, you need to prepare your home. And you can start that way in advance. Sue talked a little bit about when a seller calls her a year in advance and says, will you come over and tell me what I need to do in order to get ready? That's 100% okay with her. And
it's actually more than okay with me. I love sellers that like to get ahead of the game and very prepared and really understand what they can do to improve or bring a quicker sale or better value to their home.
Yeah. And a couple of things we were thinking about is, as far as preparing your home, they have someone who will come in and help you with that. There's a seller.
She comes in and advises, okay, and prepares an 18-page report for them. And it's a guide.
Yeah.
And we always tell people, you don't have to do all of it. Mm-hmm. You can do some of it. But let's pick the most important pieces that will help you get the most value.
And the more time you have, the less stressful it is on some level, because you can do it. You can just chip. It's kind of a punch out list. You chip away a little bit at a time, and that way you end up with, you know, the work all
people
done.
People that have lived in their homes for years and years
They have a little bit more
their
work.
Their children have moved on. They still have all their children's stuff plus their stuff.
Yeah.
They need a lot of time to divest of all these
things. And it's
things.
Really, you know, next week, ironically, I know January is National Organization Month, but next week I'm having a professional.
Is it really?
It really is.
I need them at my house.
Exactly. But I'm having a professional organizer come in next week. And, you know, one thing that we talk about with organization and downsizing or ridding of yourself, you can enjoy this as well. It feels so lighter
and
so much better.
You know, that's a great point. If you do this, so many people, when we get them prepared, they're going, oh my gosh, I wish we would have done this so we could have enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, absolutely.
And I mean, it's the smallest things. These are the things that I'm not very useful, which is why I have a house coach do this for me, is like, for example, you have a small bathroom, but you have this huge flowered shower curtain, which makes the bathroom seem even smaller.
Sure.
Well, we don't think about these things. We live with it. And our home stager goes in there and says, just get a nice white shower curtain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would never think to tell somebody to do that. You know, so I think her engagement in the process and the fact that it's a great value for my home seller, because they don't have to pay anything for these services.
A lot of times,
it's all part of the package.
Yeah. And a lot of times too, it's all about taking things out, not adding things in. It's called editing, and we all most definitely need to do it. Another important thing is a first impression, and with internet, it's not as key because now they're looking throughout your house, but the landscaping and how your home looks, I've gone to look for homes and driven right past. I don't feel like it. It's getting late in the day. I don't feel like going through the house. It looks messy. It doesn't look like they take care of it, and I'm out. It only takes a split second to lose that buyer. And they're going through a gamut of emotions too.
Well, again, it's that window of opportunity.
Yep.
I don't care if it's on the web or if it's on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever that buyer is going to be, that whatever they see has to be fresh, mm-hmm. has to be clean.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have to be the fanciest.
No.
It just has to have the appearance of well cared for.
Mm-hmm. And we also talked a little bit about removing things, but you don't want to remove too much. It doesn't have to be cold and sterile.
No,
it just has to be nice.
Has to feel like home.
And that's where someone coming in, they don't look at it as their home, so they can be a little bit more objective. And so Sue's team offers this service because it helps you in the long run just make it, you're making a product for sale.
And frequently I'm asked, oh, should I get rid of all my family pictures? Mm-hmm. I read, you know, there's all these myths surrounding how to prepare your home.
Yeah.
Should I get rid of all the family pictures? The answer is no,
mm-hmm.
unless every wall is covered with them.
Okay,
you just
You
don't want the buyer to feel like he's going to become a part of your family,
right?
You know, but I think pictures are part of the love and the emotion mm-hmm. of a home,
the warmth.
And yeah, so mm-hmm. you don't want to divest yourself of all that sort
right.
of stuff, and that's where I think a house coach is so helpful
mm-hmm.
in helping you understand what to get
because they have no emotion in the package is what
exactly.
Other than they care about you and they're trying to help you.
Correct.
And one thing, Sue, that you mentioned that your team does that I think is amazing is you do a seller page for every person who's listing their home. Tell more about that.
Well, we have a seller homework page that we have all our sellers fill out. And what we ask them is we want to learn from them what attracted them to this house? What do they like about their neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Because we use that in the promotion of the property. We use those words.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, they live there. I could make a lot of words up, but
right.
I could never create the emotion they bring to that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to convey that because the reason they bought that house,
mm-hmm.
another buyer will buy for the same reason. So it's better that I get those words from the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes all the difference in the marketing.
Sure. And it's more sincere because
yes.
it's real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that it is what helps sell our houses mm-hmm. is by using the seller's words about how they feel about their neighborhood, their community, what attracted
sure.
them to the house,
mm-hmm.
those sorts of things. And there's a lot of little key things that as a realtor, we don't know about.
Sure.
So only they can tell
only
us.
Only they can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And to wind all the way back to selecting a good realtor, one thing, too, that the realtor will coordinate for you is the juggling of selling a home and buying a home. And that's kind of a tricky time.
That's like a delicate ballet.
It's a dance. It
it's
is a
dance.
Most people, unfortunately, won't qualify for two homes from a lending standpoint. So you do have to have your home sold and have a new home picked. And it's a timing thing because your home may sell and the sellers may want you out in 30 days. And then your back's against the wall a little bit.
It's all about creating that strategy that
mm-hmm.
you're going to approach this whole process with in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have your house in contract and you are going to be homeless.
Right.
We need to find you a home. Well, we really wanted to start that process as you were getting your house ready, getting it on the market, and getting you out in the marketplace and educating you about what's there and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
With the market being as robust as it is right now, you really need to have your home in contract before you can make an offer on something else.
Right. And
because most sellers are not going to wait for you to sell your home.
Right. Well, and someone may come in that doesn't have to sell a home and they're going
right.
to get in past you.
It also gives you a better negotiating position if
sure.
you have your home already in contract.
Absolutely. From a lending perspective, and that's where I kick in a little bit, actually a lot, is during the process you want to get pre-approved. And that's not something that expires as long as you keep your job and you don't take on any more
right.
debt. And I always tell people don't open credit cards during this process. Don't go buy a car. And I try to give them a little bit of advice so that we get that pre-approval ready to go, and then you're ready, you know, for that next step. And that's something you can be doing before your home is in contract.
Right. And Stacy gives great advice, so I would listen to that.
Look at that. Again, this is Stacy. We're here at Home Talk. I'm with Sue Lusk-Leach. Today we talked a little bit about if you're ready to sell your home and kind of the steps that you need to think about, questions you need to answer, finding a good realtor, and, you know, the biggest thing is to get a good team behind you. And I mean realtor, lender, everybody, so that we're all on the same page and we're all working toward your goals. If you'd like to contact me, my phone number is 614-212-1419. My email, my direct email is sgoodwill@loan1lender.com. And if you'd like to contact Sue,
I'm at 614-888-6100 or sue@thecolumbusteam.com.
Have a great day.
This has been Home Talk with Stacy Goodwill, the show designed to help you with everything you need to know about buying, selling, and owning a home. If you have any questions or a topic you'd like to hear about, call Stacy at 614-212-1419. 212-1419. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants, may not reflect the views of the owners of the station. Tune in again next week for more Home Talk with Stacy Goodwill. Sponsored by Loan One Mortgage, an equal housing lender.